Jacka News, you need to know now.
Story in Rustenburg, a Monday with a high of 21 degrees, Joburg going up to 20.
In Buccleuch on the N3 northbound, a stationary vehicle before the Buccleuch interchange, it's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, All Blacks coach Scott Robertson names five new caps for their three-test series against France, and Marc Marquez wins the Italian Moto Grand Prix.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa is anxious over America's entry into the Israel-Iran war. This comes after the US attacked three of Iran's most important nuclear facilities yesterday morning.
South Africa calls on the United States, Israel and Iran to give the United Nations the opportunity and space to lead on the peaceful resolution of matters of dispute, including the inspection and verification of Iran's status of uranium enrichment, as well as its broader nuclear capacity.
Spokesperson in the presidency, Vincent Ngwenya, says South Africa was hoping that US President Donald Trump would use his influence to convince the parties to use dialogue to solve their dispute. The US Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, told the media yesterday that they are convinced that Operation Midnight Hammer completely devastated Iran's nuclear program.
The operation President Trump planned was bold and it was brilliant, showing the world that American deterrence is back. President Trump said, no nukes. He seeks peace, and Iran should take that path.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has now urged China to help deter Iran from shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial trade route. Iran is the world's ninth biggest oil-producing country, and the strategic Hormuz carries one-fifth of global oil output. In reaction to these developments, the rand has weakened and oil is up. A dollar is this morning trading at 18 rand 10 cents, Brent crude at $78.35 per barrel. More about what was said while we were sleeping, it's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Back in South Africa in other news, EFF leader Julius Malema has criticised the government for giving prisoners more privileges than most of the country's youth. Malema was speaking in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday at the mass funeral for 10 victims who had died in a bus crash while returning home after a Youth Day rally a week before. Malema said prisoners are enjoying three meals a day, clothes and education, while the majority of young people remains unemployed and go to bed hungry.
We do not say this to dehumanize prisoners, but we must ask, how can a government feed and clothe those it has arrested, but refuse to feed and educate those it claims to represent?
And if you want to live in the best city in the world, then pack your bags and head to
wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, friendly old girl.
Copenhagen has been revealed to be at the top of the annual list for the most livable cities in the world. The Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livable Index showed Copenhagen in Denmark received perfect scores for stability, education and infrastructure. Vienna and Zurich tied for second place. Australia has three cities in the top 10, Melbourne in fourth, Sydney at sixth and Adelaide at ninth. And Osaka in Japan and Auckland in New Zealand shared the seventh spot. I'm Khadija de Souza net vir die hoofnuus die uur. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê Suid-Afrika is teen die agter oor die FSA se toetrede tot die Israel-Iran oorlog.
I knew exactly where you were from that music that you played. Definitely, yeah.
Yes.
Remember that song.
Yeah, it's amazing. Not amazing, it's scary. You're going to consider things like, where is a safe place in the world right now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And where can you fly to, and where should you not go? And yeah. I mean, there's the call for Americans around the world that they are now at risk. There's airlines cancelling flights. There are people who have, it's summer in the Northern Hemisphere. They travel.
Yeah.
They go everywhere. We've got holidays. People want to travel.
Curfew in LA? Were they planning a curfew? Were they threatening with a curfew in LA?
There was one. It's lifted.
Oh, has it been
lifted? There seem to be more protests again, so they're keeping an eye on that one as well.